House Bill 1253, an act to establish an ombudsman to represent youth offenders.
House Bill 1253, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Gillespie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll talk fast. I have an amendment at the desk.
1253 MI. Second. Has it been distributed?
Yes, it has, sir.
Okay, there is a second. Comments on that motion, 1253 MI.
May I speak to the amendment and the bill, Mr. Speaker?
Yes.
Members of the House, this is a hog house. On Wednesday, House Judiciary defeated my independent ombudsman bill by the slim margin of 7-6. Yet this bill was smoked out, giving us the opportunity to improve our reporting system that we have for our current juvenile corrections monitor. Currently, state law doesn't require our monitor to provide an annual report. He doesn't have to do it at all. It's only permissive. The amendment would require the annual report. The amendment is very important to the credibility of the monitor system. It ensures that the legislature, the governor, the Department of Corrections, the Corrections Commission, and the Department of Health will be updated. The amendment also provides that two reports yearly will be provided rather than just one. Currently, we receive the annual report in June at the end of the fiscal year. By the time we get to session, it's 6 months old. This amendment would require an annual report by June and a semi-annual report by December 31st. It's a good bill. It's a compromise to ensure that we have timely information. I understand that Representative Broderick has a friendly amendment. I'm pleased that he was able to get a better compromise than I. And with that, I'd ask you to support the amendment.
Further remarks on the Gillespie motion to amend. Representative Broderick.
I have a substitute motion.
I have 1253 OA with your name on it. That would be a substitute motion. Is there a second? There is a substitute motion. Second. Comments on the substitute motion, Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. Representative Gillespie presented her Hog House Amendment very well, in my opinion, and is what this substitute motion or amendment does is simply strengthens what she is trying to do with her amendment or with her Hog House. It changes, if you recall, in April of 2000, the Department of Human Services hired John Ellis, a retired FBI agent, as the monitor. And is what my amendment will do is it will make the monitor report so that we're changing may to shall, making the duties of the monitor mandatory. It will require a semiannual report to the legislature. It requires the monitor to provide information regarding the monitor to the custodial parent or guardian. This change is in direct response to concerns raised by proponents to House Bill 1253, including the family members, that family members did not know of the monitor position and were not receiving information regarding that position. I hope you can support this amendment, and it makes this a good bill. It provides a little more strength so that the monitor has the responsibility to report. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Broderick substitute motion to amend. Hearing no further remarks, all those in favor of the Broderick substitute motion to amend will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. 1253 is so amended. Further remarks on 1253 is amended. Representative Tom Hennies.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to tell you very briefly that this afternoon when we passed House Bill 1303, it was very important that we have checks and balances, and it was brought to our attention. It's still important. I urge you to vote for this bill.
Further remarks, Representative. Further remarks. Hearing none. All those in favor. The question before the House of Representatives then is final passage of House Bill 1253 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1253 as amended.
You have me up here? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Representative Hargens. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 58, nays 7, absent 1, excused 4.
House Bill 1253, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a motion at the desk.
1253 OTA.
That is correct.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Hearing none. All those in favor of amending the title signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. 1253 is so amended.